Brody Nation Flashback.
Wait, do I still get paid during my off week?
I'm still not getting paid enough for this. Back to the Brody Nation Flashback. Brody Nation.
Yes, sir, we are back for another edition of the Brody Nation Podcast.
Hey, Johnny Doe, give me a high five. Oh, wait, no. You can't through the screen. Yeah. We gonna get rid of that stupid thing or what?
Yeah, obviously Johnny Doe is back in session. Well, he's back here, I should say, here for another session to give me trouble. My name is Brody. Happy to be here with you along with Johnny Doe. Well, he's here at least. I wouldn't say I'm happy to have him. Also happy to have along the disembodied voice. We'll be hearing from him later on in the show as well. Don't forget to email the show, BrodyNationPodcast@gmail.com, and follow the show on Twitter at BrodyNation. So here in Massachusetts, we are still kind of reeling a little bit from last week's events, but you know what? First and foremost, right out of the gate, I've got to give love to local law enforcement. Feel free to give them a hand right now as you hear this. But like a good Mountie, they got their man and, well, they did what it took. Some people aren't necessarily going to be happy with it, but then again, some people are going to be assholes and aren't going to be pleased no matter what the hell you do. So yes, it is episode 7 of the Brody Nation Podcast, and I'm not sure what's more of an accomplishment, creating a show every week for 7 consecutive weeks, or the fact that I haven't fired Johnny Doe or kicked him in the junk just yet.
You're fired!
What? It's okay, Johnny. Dude, I'm kidding.
Or am I?
So speaking of things that happened this past week, taking a look at the weather, yes, the disembodied voice inspired me to do a weather report. Yeah, it's nice out there, it's gorgeous. Well, at least, sort of, it's getting there, it's spring. That is, except for certain parts of the Midwest. In case you aren't aware, some areas of the Midwest got hit with snow twice in the past few weeks, including just a matter of a few days ago. Now, while I was thinking of mowing my lawn for the second time this spring, the disembodied voice himself was actually out shoveling his sidewalk. And, wait.
What you got for me, Johnny Doe?
Memo from Johnny Doe. Oh, this is from the disembodied voice, actually. Well, let me read this to you, fair listener. From the desk of the disembodied voice. Brody, about having to shovel my own driveway and sidewalks.
Is that an F? Johnny, I can't read this. I mean, did you write this in crayon? Or did the disembodied voice write this in crayon? Just read it? Okay.
Johnny Doe's trying to think that he gives the orders around here. Funny. Telling me to just read it. Alas, I will. Memo from the desk of the disembodied voice. Brody, with regards to having to shovel my driveway and sidewalks while you are mowing your lawn, fuck you. Fuck anyone who looks like you. And fuck your mother? Well, that's just ironic coming from him. He is the kind of person who probably would fuck my mother. But the snow in the upper Midwest notwithstanding, spring indeed is upon us. I've had a chance to get my Harley out on the road, as have other people. Now that also means that those who own convertibles are bound to drop their tops pretty soon just for the fun of it.
Really, Johnny Doe? Really? You're going there with that? Put it back in your pants. I'm talking about topless cars, not topless chicks.
God, dude, seriously, you really, really need to get laid.
You're in more dire need of a blowjob than any white man in history.
Anyhow, one of the things that I hate the most about spring and summer are convertibles, believe it or not. Before you look at me funny, let me explain. There's plenty of reasons to hate convertibles. And it's mostly based on the people who drive them, really. I mean, I don't really have a problem with the cars themselves. I just don't really have much of a use for them because I have a vehicle that gets plenty of wind in my face. It's called a motorcycle. However, the problem that I have with convertibles, it's the type of people that drive them. Now, there are some people who drive convertibles that are okay, and I also understand that I'm making a broad generalization here, but I really don't care. This isn't necessarily an all-inclusive statement, but there are a ton of people that I've noticed in recent years that seem to love driving in a rather disturbing way, rather obnoxious way, and that is driving their convertibles with the top down and the windows up.
Stupid!
Now, I understand the theory behind this. I understand why people do it. Doesn't necessarily mean it's okay, though. I understand the scientific principles of the fact that top down plus windows up equals less wind. I get all those things. I mean, when the top is down and the windows are down as well, it's really, really windy. I get that. However, to those people who drive with the top down and the windows up, if it's too damn windy for you to drive that way, don't buy a fucking convertible, asshole!
Stupid! You're so stupid!
Now, I know that most of these tool bags are women who are likely just afraid to mess up their pretty little hair.
Put on a hat and go to work, you shallow cunt.
What's even more disturbing is the fact that there are many men who are just as stupid by doing the same thing. I'm sad to report that it's not just shallow broads who are responsible for the top-down, windows-up phenomenon. It's something I just don't understand. It's like living in Seattle and complaining about the rain. If you don't like super rainy climates, you just simply don't live there. You don't choose that. You don't make that choice. Buying a convertible is a choice. And if it's too windy for you, it's a choice you shouldn't make, you fucking moron. It just seems so obvious to me. People who don't like wind and don't like being on only two wheels, they don't buy motorcycles. So if you don't like wind, you shouldn't buy a convertible. It's just common sense here.
But I think that's only common sense.
What's that, Johnny Doe? He's just handed me something. Let me see here. It's a memo from the Common Sense Department. People with convertibles with the top down and the windows up are fucking morons. Yeah, that's pretty much exactly what I imagined that was going to say. I mean, am I the only one who notices this kind of stupid shit? Look, to all you shallow pricks out there that actually do believe in this stupid concept, if you're too concerned about your hair getting frizzy and having a bad hair day...
Bad hair day. Where did this shit come from? What a superficial culture.
Or even worse, if you're afraid of losing your toupee, it's so simple. Buy a different kind of car. I mean, I know that there are some of these asshats out there who have these kinds of cars who are going to hear this and say,
but Brody, I love the wind blowing. I just don't like so much of the wind blowing.
To that I say, okay, I've got a solution for you. Listen very, very carefully, because if you are one of these kinds of people, I know you need me to explain this very, very slowly because you lack common sense. If you are one of those people who likes to have a lot of wind, but not so much wind that a convertible provides, there is a solution for you. It is called a sunroof. Look into it, you douche! See, if I was president, I'd propose a new law. If you get caught with your top down and your windows completely up, you should have your car repossessed, and then you should be forced to drive a 1993 Geo Metro with a 3-cylinder motor. Convertibles are built with much more buffering and screens and all sorts of things like that, which make them much less windier than any convertibles that you've ever been in the past. Now, if these solutions are not quite good enough for you, then you're too much of a prissy bitch to drive such a car. If you are one of these people and you're listening to this segment, let me talk directly to you. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Do you know how stupid and illogical the idea of top down and windows up is? You know, I find it so ironic because most people who go top down and windows up, they're overly concerned about how they look, right? They don't want to mess up their pretty hair or lose their toupee. It's all about looks and aesthetics, right? Yet their actions make them look like the biggest fucking moron on the planet. So if you're one of these people, do yourself and the world a favor. Go play in traffic. Oh, wait.
Johnny, that wasn't nice.
This is what I get when I let Johnny Doe put ideas into my head. So if you are one of these people, if you have a convertible, drive it properly when you have the top down. If the top is down, put the windows down as well. If you want less air flowing through your hair, put the top up completely because you're not using your car properly. And frankly, you're making yourself look like a shallow asshole. If the amount of fresh air blowing around you is too much to handle on another day, on a second day that is, then trade your car in for something different. It's obvious that you just don't get it. For guys who go top down and windows up, go out and find your balls wherever you left them. You know, your wife's purse up in the mantle, or maybe you dropped them on the road somewhere. Who knows? Whatever you need to do, find them. Yeah, you heard me. I'm calling you out for being less of a man. Deal with it.
Talk about your old boyfriend's dick and how big it was. Now shave off my pubes and punch me in the face.
Because calling it the best of would be inappropriate.
The funny thing about us is we don't care.
Brody Nation Flashback.
Another boring Monday. Tomorrow looks dull too. You can't do much about Mondays, but Third Dimension Tattoos and Body Piercing has given you reason to look forward to Tuesday. Third Dimension now presents Tattoos Days. Every Tuesday from now until Labor Day, 2-inch by 2-inch tattoos are only $30. 3x3 artwork goes for $40, and most piercings start at $20. What you'll see on Tattoos Days at Third Dimension is that customer service is our specialty. We pride ourselves in providing a comfortable atmosphere and a clean, friendly customer environment. Open from noon to 8, Monday through Saturday, Third Dimension is ready at your convenience. With 3 artists on staff and a body piercing expert, there's nothing that we can't do. Find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at 3D_tattoos. Then come see us in person at 327 Main Avenue in De Pere for Tattoos Days. You don't want a typical tattoo, so don't bother with a typical tattoo shop. Third Dimension, not even close to typical.
If you are involved with business today, you understand that the current climate is the most competitive era for business in our history. Due to the impact of expanding technology, attention spans are shorter than ever, which means that you need to work harder to get the attention of your consumers and clients. If you need help to get ahead, Underground Media Productions can help. If marketing or just getting the word out about your business is an issue for you, we can get you there. We are more than just a media organization that helps you advertise your brand or organization. We can write, produce, and voice ads, but we can do much, much more. Do you need a unique voice or narration to take that PowerPoint presentation over the top? What about an MC for that special event or public address announcements? We can do all of these things and much, much more. Underground Media is a flexible company that can suit our talents to the needs of just about any organization, and that includes yours. To find out what the next step is, call Underground Media right now. No task is too small or too large, so call Underground Media Productions today at 508-335-8003.
Follow the show on Twitter at Brody Nation. It's the Brody Nation Podcast.